Back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN, I'm Brandon Peoples, joined here by Dee McKee, chairman of the Pottawatomie County Commission. They met yesterday, light agenda, but did have quite a few discussion points here. As we mentioned, the end of the year budget adjustments and transfers, and a lot of capital improvements coming up here in the new year. We talk a little bit about what happened in the year 2018 here as we're changing the calendar in a few days, but one of the big things in the news, at least in the school district, USD 383, was the passage of the bond issue, and that's going to have an impact on Pott County with the new school going up in Blue Township. And Dee, I wanted to talk a little bit about maybe the improvements going on there.
Well, it's an interesting challenge. We have several school districts in our county, so when a commissioner starts talking about improvements, well, we have to figure roads every place. But for the location of the grade school that has been passed by bond, it is up Green Valley Road and then to the east about a quarter mile. And we have already, with the participation of developers on both sides, we're putting in a concrete road that goes up there to that particular corner, and then it goes on Moody Road to the north. If anybody's looking at their map, our county roads are named in such ways that sometimes as they grow, they get a second name, like Bluemont Anderson does in Manhattan. And so giving instructions in this sometimes is confusing to a crowd. But at any rate, it's up Green Valley and to the east. And that road is under construction and has a deadline of, I think, September 1 being prepared as a concrete two-lane designed for three-lane. And in the conversation in the newspaper, if the high school outreaches, that is catty corner from where a future high school might be built for USD 383, a very nice piece of land, open and spacious. We're working on the drainage that is out there. Part of the development to the north has a holding pond that will stop water from running into Elk Creek and through the whole of Timber Creek development, ones that have been done 20 years ago and houses are a little bit too close to the meandering stream line that sometimes the backyards get a little smaller. Mm-hmm. entertainment, but by no means difficult. We are working on that. We have in plans Highway 24 in Green Valley being with turn lanes and having access roads around on the north side going behind what is Farmers State Bank and the Harley dealer and being accessed a little further west, and then as that part there would be an exit for the sale barn around to the stoplight in Heritage Square. All of those things take a lot of consideration, and interestingly, when people look at the cost of counties right now, when I was a commissioner in Ford County, we put up about 10% to 12% match for a state highway improvement such as the Green Valley Corner. This time, because of the way that the state has taken all the highway money and put it into everything else, including schools, and I'm a school administrator by heart. I'm not against schools, but sometimes the balance has to be we're building the roads so schools can be safer. And that at this particular development right now, the county is putting in about 42% of the cost of fixing that corner because it is very congested and very difficult, and it will be part of what's the future of taking care of the schools. We do need on Junietta, without a doubt, to me anyway, and to many people who live there, a bridge across to Manhattan so that if there is ever a flood, and they did the table talk on the flood the other day, and that totally closes the 24 highway, had in the past. We can't get the teachers to school, and the kids can't get to the school. And it could, you know, if something was disastrous like you see in some of those places, you might not have an access to the school for numbers of days. So we need to build an access at some location across to Manhattan on the north end of town. And that should be part of, to me, I say it to the group that's doing it, Region Reimagine has to understand that that is part of the region service and safety and security. And it includes NBAF. And so we'll continue to work on that road. And what I really want before I exit this job, who knows when they'll throw you out, but by all means, we need to do the advanced preliminary engineering and identify the right-of-way for that road crossing, because otherwise houses will be built there. And when they're built there, you have to take them out, and that cost of those houses up there is enormous. If we know ahead of time, and this is the critical time to do it, we know ahead of time, we can ask the developers to dedicate the amount of right-of-way required for the road access as part of their platting, and it does not cost us actual condemnation numbers or buyout numbers. And so It's an encouragement to all the people who say, what good would that bridge mean to our community? It means that we can answer the joint land use study for the military about being able to have housing and developments and businesses out where we already have lots for industrial. It means that if the high school and the grade school are there, people can go back and forth without waiting in fearful lines. And there are quite a few fender benders on 24 already with the population. And for us, we will be able to design the area to grow out, as we're doing comprehensive planning right now, to grow out across the entire region in the future. I'm sure we won't please everybody. Mm-hmm. My husband's taught me that that won't work most of the time. So you got to just go with 50% or as best you can. And this is one of the things where we can actually kind of design the future. We were working to put the road through on Elk Creek, and then when the school district changed to another location, it immediately changes our plans. So we are working. They're meeting with the school and talking to them to try and have them be part of the participants in the way we do development out there.
You mentioned the bridge there at Junietta. And I know we've had Raleigh County Commissioner Marvin Rodriguez on here before, and he's against that, but I guess how do you sell that to Riley County as a benefit?
Well, if they are going to be able to have their population and their students come to our side, they should be concerned about safety, security, and the ability to even NBAF having an exit. If you look at the city of Manhattan, it's bridges across and out, and there are not always open opportunities to use them. If one big wreck occurs, you need a second route for that. Marvin's fear is strictly financial, and it is not developmental. I mean, when I've talked to him, I understand where he's coming from, but what did our forefathers do when we put the first accesses across? We were looking at what would be best for the people and how can we accomplish it. And all we're asking for right now is to get that advanced preliminary engineering in place so that there is federal what's called build grants for rural roads. I've tried to make this the alternate state highway like we did in Dodge City so that it would be on the state system and the state would help pay for the majority of it. We'd make that 25% match instead of paying for the whole thing. That doesn't meet with a lot of people's vision, but it did work well in Dodge, and we then assumed the road that was through downtown Dodge with a bridge and maintained it. And it, after you built the bridge, you just keep a portion of the funding for maintenance in place. Maybe because I've seen it happen that way, I feel it's a strong option. I'm willing to talk a lot of options, but to say it shouldn't be there, nor should we get that basic design in place, is to look like Wichita is trying to get their traffic around on the southwest corner. They just didn't do it, and it got very expensive to move houses out. And that's what we're facing. I didn't dream this up. I think Lauren Peppard was mayor when they first drew that route and said, we need it. And many leaders have said we need it. And so that's probably one of my key things for being a representative of Blue Township and the development area of Manhattan.
All right. Well, it'll be interesting to see how that transpires here in the future. I'm
going to have to twist Marvin's arm a little more. I'll buy him a Pepsi.
That's called bribery.
No, it's called social conversation and planning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Cookies?
Hey, cookies are good.
Keep working on that.
Barbecue, yeah. You know.
All right.
I don't know Marvin well enough to know what he will say no to.
Oh, he's got a nice wife. He's not going to take much bribery unless it's in line with getting useful things done for the citizens. That's
truth,
what it's really about.
Truth to that. I know this conversation on the road has been, or the bridge has been, you know, going along for, gosh, what, close to 10 years now?
I'd say more like 15.
Yeah.
I think 93 is when I saw it drawn up somewhat.
And I know that most of the people that are, at least from what I recall, you know, it's the financial side of it that is troubling for Riley County and those officials and residents, because it's going to be very costly. Now, if there's some state funds that come in, federal funds, I think
that's a possibility.
That, you know, while that is still a possibility, that's going to what is going to have to happen in order to get Riley County people on board.
Well, I understand that, but it is also a Riley County school with Riley County opportunities. Manhattan, the city of Manhattan's mm-hmm. issues.
Yeah.
Fit that. also, and I'm going to go back to the time when sales tax was originally started. It was initiated by commissioners in Ford County and Finney County in western Kansas to do
You know
the,
that well, don't you?
I do, and I'm going to say it again. It was because we did not want to put those kind of things on property taxes that sales tax was initiated. It was not necessarily for all of the quality of life things. It was to protect the property tax. And I will say to taxpayers again, you may have to go back for a period of bonding time, 5 years or something, and say, let's dedicate it to that, and then grow on out with football fields and stuff that they'd put on a new school district and other things. It isn't unreasonable. It's just a paradigm shift. And I've heard the editor of paper say, well, you can't take general fund money to build a road. And I'm going, that isn't what the history of that particular money was, the sales tax that was initiated to match highway funds back in the 1990s. And people being aware of that might not feel so bad about knowing that for protection of their property tax in Riley County for a period of time, that might be a better use of some of the money. I'm not saying all of it. It's their choice. But if they could pull some of that sales tax for that moment of match and bond on, I'm willing to bond our side. And I even said to Marvin, maybe we can figure out how to build it and you pay us back.
You know, and Riley County still has that one sales tax on roads and bridges. I think that there's about another 3, maybe 4 years of that to be in effect.
So, I used to know how it was, but I'm just knowing that sales tax.
I've lost track of a lot of those things.
It's moved around.
With purpose.
But the counties are under a tax lid and the cities have more flexibility. That's the challenge. Thank you very much for listening. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm good at it.
Dee, we appreciate you being here. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it very much.
All right, Dee McKee on In Focus here today. Dave, we'll get it back to you here.
All right, on Monday, we're going to have some folks from Aggieville here to talk about the Little Apple New Year's Eve. Also, our Lieutenant Governor-elect will be here as part of the program as well. Clark Howard comes up next, followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show. Guest host today, Dan Patrick. Special edition of the game. Mitch has got a lot of highlights. Should be some fun stuff to listen to this afternoon between 4 and 6. Cats on the radio, women tomorrow, men tomorrow night, and the Chiefs Sunday.
Shop local. From flooring to inspiration to expert advice, Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN.